Mexico's capital has long struggled with the problems of big cities, traffic, pollution, even water shortages. And the incoming president of Mexico has a controversial plan to reduce congestion by moving government offices out of the capital. To find out whether the plan could actually work, from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, we sent reporter Jorge Valencia on one office worker's 90-minute commute home.
It's a little after 3 p.m.
And
Karen Viridiana Rodriguez is speedwalking to the bus station.
Y después doy vuelta en Insurgentes.
Rodriguez has just finished her workday as an office assistant in Mexico's Culture Ministry.
Es la estación de Metrobús de Reforma.
We swipe our cards to get on the metro bus, and as the door closes behind us, Rodriguez explains that she speeds to the bus every day because just a little later and she would hit rush hour. Instead of her commute being an hour and a half, it could be 2 hours. She takes two buses, walks a couple of blocks, picks up her two sons after school, and she says that if her job forced her to move out of Mexico City, everything would change. First of all, she says, she already knows where she wants to send her kids for middle and high schools. Plus, the rest of her family is in the Mexico City area. But she might be in a tough spot. Mexico's incoming president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, wants to move more than a dozen government agencies out of Mexico City. López Obrador has said he wants to alleviate the capital's big city problems and spread the government money across the country. The Agriculture Ministry would end up just a few hours south of the Arizona border, and the Treasury on the California border. The Culture Ministry, where Rodriguez works, would be the first to go. Alejandro Curi is president of the National Association of Realtors.
They already started.
Curi says he's met with the future culture secretary. As many as one-tenth of the Mexico City area's 21 million residents could leave under this plan, according to one estimate.
They will need new houses, they will need rentals, they will need a lot of services that the real estate industry will provide.
In other words, Curi says this is good for business.
It's good news because this will have a positive effect nationwide.
Would it have a positive effect for Mexico City itself? For that, we spoke with Dolores Franco.
And I'm the president of the Urbanist College in Mexico,
which is a top association of urban planners.
This is a difficult question because we don't know exactly which could be the plan.
López Obrador will take office on December 1st. But Franco says she already has reservations about whether the plan would be effective in reducing traffic and pollution in the capital and how smaller cities would be affected.
I don't know if Querétaro, for example, has the housing rate that they need in order to receive all these people. I don't know.
Also, and not to be flippant about it, but Franco says there have been minor culture clashes when the federal government has moved some offices in the past. She says people in the rest of the country don't really love their compatriots from the capital that much.
In Monterrey, they hate us. In Guadalajara also, because they say that we are, you know, so rude, so stupid persons. But we are not that like that.
Gracias. Buenas tardes, niña.
The reverse sentiment might be true also.
My name is Yael.
This is Jael, the 14-year-old son of Karen Viridiana Rodriguez, the office manager at the Culture Ministry. He says he likes living in a big city. So for Rodriguez, living in a big city on this day means a 90-minute commute. That's before taking her sons to the dentist and then helping them with homework. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.